Simon.
Being brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Blue Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Loren Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. And Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highways 40 and 340 in Brazil. Stand by now for another exciting Northview basketball game on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Good evening. And welcome to Northview Athletics on WAMB. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden. We've made the trek east across US 40 to Greencastle, Indiana, to the McAnally Center. What a beautiful place to play basketball on a nice, cold, and rainy night, Jacob.
Yeah, hey, you know what they say, right? January showers bring February flowers, right? I hope so. But, yeah, I tell you what, I'm excited to take in this new decade, this new year with you, Brad, and what's looking like to be some exciting high school basketball here and some WIC action.
It is. The Lady Knights come to Greencastle to take on the host Tiger Cubs. The Tiger Cubs not off to a very good start. 3-11 on the season, 1-3 in the WIC. The Knights 7-9, 1-3 as well in the WIC. Jacob, both teams have struggled here late. The Lady Knights went to Edgewood Wednesday night and suffered a loss to the Edgewood Lady Mustangs. Just talked to Aaliyah Owens there a second ago. She's out tonight with a sprained ankle from Wednesday night's game. That's not good for Coach Zach Keyes and the Lady Knights, as she's been playing extremely well. The game on Wednesday night, the Knights fell to Edgewood, the Lady Mustangs, in a game that was pretty much one-sided most of the game. Last year, the Knights and the Greencastle Tiger Cubs had a great game. It was 61-52 at Northview on January 4th. The Lady Knights dropped that one there. Tonight, the Knights are favored to lose this one by 6 points, Jacob.
Really? Oh,
Greencastle's,
wow.
Greencastle's favored 58-52 over the Knights. Oh, you know what? I'm looking at stats for the boys' game.
Gotcha.
I take that back. The Lady Knights are favored 49-41, as this is going to be a boy-girl doubleheader.
That's right.
And I had my wrong stat sheet up here, so the Lady Knights are scheduled to win this one here by the 49-41 score. Well, Jacob, we're going to take our first commercial break. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County REMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit parkcountyremc.com or call 765-569-3282.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to the McAnally Center. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jacob Harden. We're going to bring you Lady Knights and the boys as they take on the Greencastle Tiger Cubs in a WIC doubleheader here tonight. Jacob, did you have a good New Year?
I'll tell you what, so far so good, Brad. Great time getting to hang out with a lot of family, catching up to do. And, you know, I tell you what, it's wild to think. Haven't called a basketball game since last year. Yeah. Seems like a long time.
Yeah, and missed having you beside me. Dave's off enjoying the weather in Jamaica on vacation. So if you tuned in to listen, I hope you're having a great time, Dave. And I sure wouldn't be listening if I was in Jamaica. But never fear, we're here on this cold and wet, dreary night. And I read an article earlier on the Weather Channel that in our region, 13 inches of snow for every 1 inch of rain. So just be thankful that the temperatures are where they're at, because we'd be in about 6 foot of snow, and we wouldn't be at a basketball game tonight. All right, few changes in the Knights lineup tonight. Getting the nod for the Knights, taking the place of Miss Aaliyah Owens, who's out with an injury, will be another sophomore, and that's Tara Pierce. She wears number 4. Other guard will be number 2, Macy Timberman, also a sophomore. Then you've got the junior in Miss, I can't even read my own writing. Oh, Haley Ritchie, the senior, 5'10 as a guard. Then you've got Hannah Dawson, 5'10. Nope. Which Dawson is it? Because I just wrote down Dawson.
Yeah.
Hannah Dawson, 5'10, sophomore. And then you've got Sydney Maurer, also a sophomore, 5'8", starting guard. So four guards and a forward listed by Coach Keyes.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be running up and down the court, which has been their specialty. You know, they've usually had a real quick lineup, and, you know, to the demise of the other team, you know, it's hard to guard when you got a team that can run and gun. And, you know, somebody's going to be ready to step up tonight with Aaliyah's absence, and tonight that's going to be Tara Pierce, who actually, you know, from what I've seen, she's been getting a lot of varsity minutes. She's been getting a lot of varsity time, and, you know, doing well. And I tell you, in a game like this for both teams, this is just a pride game. You know, you're getting to the point you're not where you want to be right now at the season, but, you know, we got that fabulous February, as I like to call it, right,
coming up
quick. And the beautiful thing about Indiana high school basketball, you don't have to have a certain record to make postseason. Everybody gets a chance, and I know that's what both coaches right now, they're trying to fine-tune. They're trying to find what clicks so that come fabulous February, they're going to be ready to go.
All right, we'll take a 60-second break, and we'll be back with the tip-off. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Yeah. Welcome back to the McAnally Center. I'm Brad Wallace. Jacob, the Lady Tiger Cubs come back out onto the floor. The Knights are huddled up around the circle, and this is going to be a nice doubleheader here. Both girls' teams struggling, so it's going to be a good game. Both boys' teams excelling, doing really well. The predictions, Greencastle is favored to win. The Knights have got some, the boys have got some nods in the state polls for the first time. So I'm anxious to see what tonight brings.
Oh, yeah, me too. And I tell you what, just kind of doing a little research before the game, and it looks like Macy Timberman for the Knights is leading all scorers right now with around almost 11.5 points per game. And, you know, it's miraculous because we got such a young team here for the Knights. And to see a sophomore coming out here and leading the scoring for them, it's pretty awesome to see. So that's somebody to watch, as well as many countless other Knights.
All right. They're going to get set here for the playing of the national anthem. Greencastle Pep Band's set up here on the west side of the gym. And, boy, Jacob, this is a beautiful place. It just, I mean, you're walking into it, it makes you think of an old-school dome gymnasium style. But they've retroed it. They've put in new bleachers, new lighting, got all LED lights, got the big score pyramid above us. The court's all new. beautiful place to play basketball.
Oh, yeah, playing here in my high school days really makes you feel like you're playing at the collegiate level with such a big stadium, such a beautiful venue here in Greencastle, Indiana.
A lot of people have trouble shooting here with the goals, the way they're set up and the backgrounds and stuff. And, well, I'm anxious to see how the Knights. I know a couple years ago Tri-West come in here with a team scoring almost 100 points a game in the sectional or regional, and they put up like 46, and three of their shooters said they couldn't find the backboard. Yeah. You know, they couldn't get honed in on it, and that happens. I can remember talking to Brigham Boo, and he said the same thing. So, but all right, well, the pep band's going to play the national anthem. We'll turn it over to the public address announcer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to McAnally Center, home of the Tiger Cubs. At this time, we would like to ask everyone to please stand, remove your hats, while the Greencastle High School Band, under the direction of Annette Munoz, plays our national anthem.
A beautiful rendition there of the national anthem.
Now
we'll listen and we'll get the starting lineups as well.
Northview starters, starting at guard, number 2, Macy Timberman. Starting at forward, number 4, Kara Pierce. Starting at guard, number 20, Haley Ritchie. Starting at guard, number 33, Sydney Maurer. Starting at forward, number 40, Anna Dawson. Coach for the Knights, Mr. Zach Keys. And here are your Tiger Cubs. Your starters, senior number 3, guard Madison Rogers. Sophomore number 5, guard Reagan Chavez. Sophomore guard number 11, Zellers. Senior forward number 35, Allison Stevens. And junior number 44, forward Sydney Young. The Tiger Cubs are coached by Kelly Kirkhoff.
All right, Jacob, there you heard it. The starting lineup's been announced, and we're ready for tip-off as the Northview Lady Knights take on the Lady Tiger Cubs of Greencastle. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and can't do it without our in-game sponsors. We've got a whole list of them, and Jacob, postseason's coming up, so if you want to get on board, get a hold of us here at DLC Media and get on board for what's going to be a great postseason run for the Lady Knights and the boys basketball team.
Yep.
Set to tip off for the Mustangs will be Allison Stevens against Hannah Dawson. Ball's in the air, and the tip's going to be controlled by Tara Pierce of the Knights. Pierce gets it off to Macy Timberman. Timberman slowly gets it across the timeline as they set up their offense. Timberman dribbles around the right side, hands the ball off to Ritchie. Ritchie thinks about a shot, gets it back to Timberman in the corner. She's going to get it to Pierce. Pierce looks for the offense to spread out. They do. They set something up, and it's back to Timberman. Timberman down the corner to Ritchie, double teamed by the Tiger Cubs. Great matchup zone. 3 by Pierce, and she gets it to fall and a foul.
You betcha.
Tara Pierce with the 3. Foul's going to be on 44. That's Sydney Dorn. That's her first.
Great ball movement right there. Great patience by the Knights going against a 3-2 zone, something you don't usually see. Great job to move the ball and get the open shot. Four-point play, count it.
Tara Pierce gets the free throw, and the Tiger Cubs are going to have to inbound it underneath their own basket. Full court press by the Knights. Macy Timmerman ties her up, and she gets it across the top to Madison Rogers. Rogers guarded by Maurer. Picks up her dribble. She's going to be smothered by Maurer. It's a give and go, and the ball's going to go out of bounds off the Knights. And Greencastle will control it underneath the ball. Nice defense recovery there by Maurer. Tiger Cubs triggered underneath the basket. That's Chavez. Chavez gets it in to Zeller. Zeller's top of the key to Rogers. Rogers three, no good. Out of bounds, Knights basketball. Tara Pierce will take it out. It looks like we're going to have a little 2-1-2 full court pressure here put on by the Tiger Cubs. Timmerman gets it across the timeline. She's trapped in the top corner, dribbles out of it, drives to the basket, little baby floater, no good. Fights for own rebound, and the Tiger Cubs get it, and that's Chavez with the rebound. Chavez gets it across the timeline, gives the ball up to Stevens. Stevens going to get fouled. Timmerman picks up the personal foul, and that was too easy for Macy. Macy picks up a foul here just under the seven-minute mark.
I think a little frustration from that miss, a little birdie down on the other end kind of got to her there.
Chavez to take it out. She triggers it off to Zeller. Zeller's sets up, thumbs down, she calls. Being guarded by Ritchie. Gets it off the left side, and the pass is deflected, and Tara Pierce gets the steal. Gets it off to Timmerman. Timmerman drives, little layup, no good. Timmerman can't find a basket, and Greencastle going to get a turnover there as a travel's called on Chavez. She was trying to pass it before she picked it up off the dribble. So it'll be Knights basketball, 6:23 to go in the first period. The Knights lead 4-0. Timmerman's got it at the circle. Throws it ahead to Pierce, wide open three, and it's tipped. No good. Rebound to the Tiger Cubs. Throw it ahead, and it's going to go out of bounds. Tipped out by Pierce. And Tiger Cubs will have the ball out underneath the basket.
I imagine Coach Keyes thought there might have been a foul on that last three-point attempt. Not too
happy. Chavez gets it in. A quick shot up by Doan. No good. Rebound comes off to Tiger Cubs. That's Zellers. Zeller's off to the corner to Chavez. Chavez puts up a 15-footer. No good. Rebounded by the Knights. Macy Timmerman's got it. She's going to drive. Kicks it down the left corner to Pierce. Pierce dribbles up. Cross court to Ritchie. Ritchie throws up a three. Ooh. Banks it in. Three-point basket by Haley Richard. The Knights got a 7-0 lead, and they look to press. Greencastle's got it in the backcourt. Nothing to do here. It's going to be a 10-second violation if they don't get across. Timmerman with pressure. They just do, and that's Chavez. Chavez guarded heavily by Timmerman. Picks up her dribble. Throws it inside. That's Stevens. Stevens drives, throws it off the backboard. No good. Rebound Tiger Cubs. Put back by Doan. Two-point basket's good, and the score 7-2, Knights. 5:14 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard, first period. Richie's got it, right corner. Dribbles on the baseline, picks up her dribble, throws it back up top, Maurer. Maurer, cross court to Pierce. Pierce, another three, count it. Tara Pierce, 2 for 3, and the Knights got a 10-2 run here. Started Jacob early in the first period. Greencastle basketball, Rogers picks up her dribble. Looks to pass it off to the top of the key to Chavez. Chavez, nothing there. Back down the corner to Rogers. Rogers dribbles up. Free throw line. Kicks it in the corner. 3 points up. And it's no good by Zellers. Rebound off to the Tiger Cubs. It's going to be controlled by Madison Rogers at the circle. Rogers throws it down inside to Stevens. Stevens dribbles. 15-footer. And she's going to be fouled by Dawson. Hannah Dawson picks up her first foul. That's team second. Going to the line will be Allison Stevens for the Lady Tiger Cubs.
Tell you that right there is a matchup I'm excited to watch. Stevens for Greencastle is their leading scorer with a little over 15 a game, and seeing the young Dawson on her, that's going to be a good test for her, and it's going to make her grow tonight.
Allison Stevens, first free throw's up and good. Checking in for the Knights will be number 22, and that's Mackenzie Barger. And the freshman sensation, Audrey Spencer, number 30. having a seat for the Knights is Dawson and Timberman. Second free throw is up and good. Pierce inbounds the ball to Barger. Barger gets it back to Pierce. Pierce off to Spencer, and they get it across the timeline. Audrey Spencer loses her dribble, picks it up, throws it ahead to Richie in the corner. Back up top to Audrey Spencer to Pierce. Pierce to Barger. Barger thought about a three, got by with the travel. No, she don't. Official right in front of it, yep. Seen it. Little delayed. That's going to be the second turnover for the Knights. Turnovers 2-1 as the Tiger Cubs have the ball. Left wing, it's Zellers. Zellers dribbles up top, drives, nothing. Kicks it across court to Rogers. Rogers thought about a three, didn't. Feeds it inside to Doan. Up top, left side to Madison Rogers. Shots up, and no good. Rebound, it's going to be the Tiger Cubs, controlled by Chavez. That shot attempt by Doan, just in and out. And the Tiger Cubs retain the possession. They get it back inside to Stevens. Stevens back up top. Shots up by Rogers. It's a two-pointer, and it's good. Knights with a 10-6 lead, 3:24 to go in the first period. Audrey Spencer brings it up, gets it across the timeline. Corner to Barger. Barger with a three. In and out. Rebound comes down to the Tiger Cubs. Tiger Cubs look to slow it down here, Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Got the ball up. Number five, that's Chavez. Chavez thinks about a little 15-footer and gets it up to the top to her teammate, being number five, or number 11. Gets it back to Chavez. She drives, throws up a 15-footer. That's where they like to shoot it. Chavez picks up her first 2 points of the game, and it's 8-10. Knights lead. Knights just throw it away. Sydney Maurer throws it down inside to Haley Ritchie. Ritchie didn't play it well, and it goes out of bounds, and that's her third turnover.
Yeah, Knights know that the trap's coming. They need to get rid of it a little bit sooner.
Checking back in will be Timberman, and it looks like Maurer's going to come out. So for the Knights, we've got Macy Timberman, Audrey Spencer, Tara Pierce, Mackenzie Parker, and Haley Ritchie on the floor. Knights look to be in a man-to-man now. Tiger Cubs feed the ball up to Chavez. Little 12, 15-footers up, no good. Rebounded by Timberman. Timberman pushes up the court, gets it off to Spencer. Spencer in the corner to Ritchie. She drives baseline, kicks it back out to Timberman. Timberman swings it across to the top, and they're going to reset. Back in the corner to Timberman. Three ball, in and out, no good. Macy Timberman yet to score here with 2:05 to go in the first period. If you tuned in late, it's Greencastle Northview girls basketball and a boy-girl doubleheader. Greencastle basketball, they take it down. It's going to be a quick shot put up by Rogers. No good. Rebound to the Knights, and that's controlled by Timberman. 1:48 to go in the first period. Timberman gets it to Pierce. Pierce dribbles. Nothing there. Back up top to Audrey Spencer. Spencer dribbles the left side, feeds it down to Ritchie. Thought about a three, nothing there. They keep looking for Pierce back door. Nothing there. Get it back to Timberman. She's got a dribble at the top of the circle. Drives to the left side, down to the baseline. Penetration, kicks it out to Pierce. Pierce back to Timberman. Another three by Timberman. Count it. Macy Timberman picks up her first three of the game. The Knights with the 13-8 lead with 1:12 to go in the first period. Tiger Cubs basketball, Rogers, quick shot, up, good. Another 16-17-footer there. That seems to be the spot as the Tiger Cubs are dangerous.
It's the bread and butter.
Audrey Spencer gets the ball stolen away from her, and that's going to be Rogers driving the lane. Rogers feeds it ahead. Chavez off the glass, count it. Turnover led to points there for the Greencastle Tiger Cubs, and quickly they cut it to 13-12, a one-point game. Knights got it under a minute. Tara Pierce with the ball down the corner to Barger on the left side. Back up top to Timberman. Back in the corner to Pierce. Little inside out here, and Pierce throws it away. Stolen away by Chavez. Drives the lane. No good. Rebound by Spencer. Chavez missed that layup, and the Knights get it back. One shot remaining here in the game, or in the first period. Timberman controls it to Pierce left side. Dribbles up top of the key. Hands it off to Audrey Spencer. Spencer on the right side to Timberman, down inside to Pierce, and it's going to be tied up by the Tiger Cubs. Going to be jump ball. Turnover night, six turnover the period.
It's not what you want if you're a fan of the maroon, black, and white right there, Brad.
Holding the ball for the last shot and get tied up about 16 foot from the basket with 3:05 to go. And we got five, six girls on the court. Timmerman's going to come off, and they're going to set up a full court pressure by the Knights. Chavez looks to inbound it. She's going to throw it into number three, and that's Rogers. She gets it tipped away, and no shot's going to be. So that's going to do it for the first period. The Knights lead 13-12 on the Great Dane scoreboard. We'll be right back after the 60-second break. You're listening to WAMB basketball, or Northview basketball on WAMB.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to the McAnally Center. The Lady Knights taking on the Greencastle Tiger Cubs. The Knights lead 13-12 after one. Knights inbound the ball to Timmerman. Timmerman gets it back to Sydney Maurer. Maurer on right side, up top, over to Timmerman. Maurer cuts to the inside. They flared across court, skip pass, and it's going to be knocked down out of the hands of Audrey Spencer, controlled by Rogers. Rogers gets it ahead, layup by Zeller, off the glass. Transition points there for the Tiger Cubs. They take their first lead of the game, 14-13 on the Great Dane scoreboard, just under 7 minutes to go in the first half. Tara Pierce controls it left side to Audrey Spencer. Spencer loses her dribble, gets it back, gets it over to Maurer. Maurer cross court to Timmerman. Nothing there, the Knights little high-low action. Throw it inside to Maurer, back out to Pierce. Pierce, left wing, dribble, throws it off the glass. No good, rebound to the Tiger Cubs. Madison Rogers got it. Another 16-footer, up and good by Zeller. Zeller's with 4 points, and it's 16-13 with 6:50 to go in the first half.
Knights need to be patient here and get themselves a good shot to get them back in it.
Audrey Spencer turns it over at half court. Stolen away by the Tiger Cubs. Madison Rogers takes it away from Audrey Spencer and takes it down and lays it in. Timeout. Knights will take a 30-second timeout as well. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB. Tonight's games of service, Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Proud to support the Northview Knights. Well, Jacob, that quick timeout was because of the lack of hustle by the Knights. Coach Keith's really fired up as they trail 18-13 as it's a 6-0 run. Three takeaways for the Tiger Cubs in just a minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah, let's see how the Knights respond. You're either going to fold or you're going to get better here. Let's see what they do.
So Audrey Spencer's going to have a seat. Checking in for the Knights is going to be number 10. That's Katie Anderson. Knights got the basketball on the right wing. Timmerman feeds it to Pierce on the corner. Back to Timmerman up top. Timmerman dribbles ahead, and it's tipped out of bounds. Greencastle out of bounds off Greencastle. The Knights will have the ball. Inbound to Timmerman. Timmerman looks to run offense. High ball screen by Maurer. Nothing there. Timmerman dribbles back up. She's double-teamed. Gets it off to Maurer, right wing. Pass over top to Pierce. Is stolen away by Chavez. Chavez throws it ahead, off the glass. Anna Zeller, she's fouled. That's going to be Timmerman's second foul, I believe.
Nope. Sydney Maurer.
Sydney Maurer picks up a foul. That's the third team foul for the Knights. And Zellers will go to the line to shoot two. In the Ox Gym, the JV Knights boys are playing, and the JV girls will play next in the Ox Gym when we bring you the varsity boys game. First shot up by Zellers, no good. Tonight's game's a service of U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. And checking in, we got substitution. I didn't see who it was. Got a lady coming in for the Tiger Cubs. Anna Zeller's second shot's up and back iron again. No good. She missed them both. Rebound comes down to Maurer. The Knights going to control the basketball, trail 18-13 with just under 6 minutes to go. Timmerman dribbles ahead. Nothing there. Kicks it up top to Maurer. Maurer, ball fake. Out. Kicks it out to Anderson. Anderson, nothing there. Cross court to Ritchie. Ritchie controls the ball. Back on the left wing to Timmerman. Timmerman dribbles back up, and they're going to reset. Maurer sets a screen. Timmerman drives, has her shot blocked by Sydney Doan. Chavez comes down with the block shot, and Greencastle's got the ball with a five-point lead. Madison Rogers, top of the key, slows it up a little bit. Hands it off in the corner to Anna Zellers. Gets it tipped away by Ritchie. Ritchie dribbles down, picks up her dribble. Don't know why she didn't take that all the way to the basket. Kicks it over in the corner to Anderson. Anderson dribbles up top. Back down to Pierce, three ball. Back iron, no good. Only the second shot for the Knights. Not very good selection here, so, you know, early on the second period. Greencastle's got the ball. Anna Zellers kicks it downside to Allison Stevens at the free throw line. Thought about it, not there. Back up top to Zellers. Zellers gets it down inside to Doan. Little 10-footer, no good. Rebound to the Knights. Macy Timmerman's going to control the ball and walks it across the timeline. Dribbles the right side, double team, floats it across the top to Maurer. Maurer dribbles, kicks it off to Pierce. Nothing working. Nice defense here by Greencastle. Cross-court pass stolen away by Anna Zellers. Zellers gets it ahead to Chavez. Chavez to Rogers. 10-footer by Rogers, no good. Rebound by Zellers. Shots up, and there's going to be a foul on Katie Anderson. Four team fouls for the Lady Knights.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something, I don't have the actual statistic, but I know Greencastle's got a heck of a lot of offensive rebounds so far here early in the second quarter. And, you know, Knights got to box out and get those rebounds. Those second-chance points are killing them.
Knights are showing their youth as they're flat on the floor. First shot by Zellers, up and good. Tonight's game's a service, Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Got to thank Loren Service Center, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenService.com for more information. Go see Tony for all your service needs. That's Loren Service in Brazil, Indiana. Zeller's second shot's up, and it's good. She's going to come out and check it in for the girls. Will be 31, Juliet Tomamichael. Juliet Tomamichael. And we're going to have a timeout. And that's going to be a timeout, Northview. It's going to be a 30 or a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. The Lady Knights trail the Tiger Cubs 20-13, Jacob. The Tiger Cubs have went on a 8-0 run. And the Knights with five turnovers here in the first 4 minutes of the second period.
Yeah, I tell you, it's very apparent here early on in this game that the Tiger Cubs want it more. You know, when you get to a point like this, grit, determination, and the want-to is what comes into play. And, you know, that's kind of the message that Zach Keys, Coach Keys, is giving right now. And let's see here if the Knights can finish the first half strong. And, you know, there's still plenty of ball game, but you don't want to keep getting deeper and deeper in that hole.
Coach Kelly Kirkhoff for the Tiger Cubs got her team fired up.
Oh, yeah.
Great coach. Great lady. Knights going to have the ball after the timeout. Let's see if Coach Keys can do something with the girls. Timmerman's going to take it. She drives in, and we get our first 2 points of the second half. Scores 20-15 with 3:40 to go on the clock in the second or in the second period on your Great Dane scoreboard. Greencastle basketball is going to be fed down the right corner to Rogers. Rogers dribbles in, nothing. Double dribble. Travel, same thing. She stepped into her dribble. And so turnover, first one of the second period for the Tiger Cubs, only their second one of the game. And the Knights have the ball with a chance to get the lead under five.
Yeah, they need to capitalize on this possession. First time we force a turnover in quite some time here.
Richie with the three ball, and it's going to be airballed short. Timmerman saves it back in right into the hands of Chavez. Chavez going to dribble the full length of the court, kicks it back out to the top. Smart decision by the young lady. Shots up, no good. Rebound by Richie. Richie hacked, and she stops. That, I mean, you got to keep going. Timmerman's going to be tied up. Nope. Yep, jump ball. Timmerman tried doing too much there in the traffic, and she's going to be tied up, and that's going to be another turnover by the Knights. Subbing in for Greencastle will be 11. Anna Zellers, 44. Sydney Doan as 22. Michaela Dinn and 31. Juliet Tama Michael, the two sophomores, came off the floor after getting a minute here. And it'll be Greencastle ball.
Full set pressure here by the Knights.
Set to trigger it in. Chavez, she gets it ahead to Rogers. Rogers dribbles down and going to clear it out. She slowly gets it across the timeline. Moving screen, not called. Chavez gets it up top to Zellers. Zellers back down left side to Doan. Doan back to Chavez. 15-footer off the glass. Rebound. Knight. That was Mackenzie Barger on the rebound. All three of the bigs in now. She got Richie, Dawson, and Barger. Barger throws it up top to Maurer. Maurer's going to throw it ahead, and it's going to be tipped, and they're going to call it turnover on the Knights.
They didn't see that tip right there.
Backcourt violation, and that's the seventh turnover of the second period for the Knights.
Yep.
20-15, 2:18 to go in the first half. Got to thank Morris Manufacturing of Brazil, a game service sponsor. They're hiring. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Greencastle triggers the ball in. It's stolen away by Dawson. Dawson gets it ahead to Timmerman. She backs her dribble up to the timeline. Standing at the volleyball line. Mid circle. Throws it up to Maurer. Maurer's wide open. Should have shot a three. Didn't. Gets it back to Barger. Barger to Richie. Thought about a three. Nothing there. Back to Barger. Left side. Barger cross court to Richie. Three ball. Right wing. No good. Rebound Maurer. Maurer throws it off the glass. No good. Rebound Greencastle. And they're going to have a foul on Dawson.
Man, I don't know. That was just a gritty play right there. I don't know if necessarily it was a foul, but it was got to make do.
It was terrible, I heard one of the fans say behind us. But so Dawson misses the putback. Richie misses the three. Greencastle's got it out of bounds as the Knights pick up their 15th foul. 1:42 to go, and it hits Maurer in the back of the head. Barger gets it, so it's going to be a turnover. Tiger Cubs on the inbound. Northview's got it, 1:33 to go. High low to Pierce. Pierce kicks it out to Richie. Three ball, corner pocket. Count it. Haley Richie with her sixth point of the game. 20-18. It's going to be blocked by Timmerman on the inbounds. Off the glass. Macy Timmerman ties it up.
There we go.
20-20, full court pressure Knights. Trap in the left corner. Going to get another turnover as Mackenzie Barger ties it up. It'll be Northview basketball. Good hustle play here by the Knights.
Oh, yeah, you love to see it. I tell you what, all teams feed off that energy, that energetic play out there. And let's see if North T can finish this half.
Knights
hot.
With an 8-0 run in the last 40 seconds out of the timeout. Knights got the ball. It's 20-20. Into Timberman. Timberman back to Ritchie. Right wing. Back iron. No good on the three. Rebound. Thrown out of bounds by Greencastle. Haley Ritchie's in the same spot there on the elbow, extended elbow, and she's missed that one. So the Knights have it, 54 seconds to go. Macy Timberman gets it, throws it cross court to Barger. Barger back to Timberman. They play keep away, and they get it to Pierce. Back over to Barger. She's wide open, three. It's out off the front. Rebound to Ritchie. Ritchie to Pierce, another three. Back iron, top of the scoreboard, no good. And it's a jump ball. So we got Tara Pierce missed a three there, and Ritchie missed a Pierce, missed a three, and McKenzie missed a three. So substitution for the Knights is going to be Dawson and Anderson. Dawson and Anderson check in, and coming out will be Macy Timberman, or nope, be Sydney Maurer. Maurer comes out, and Barger and Greencastle have the ball. We've got a bleeding player by the Tiger Cubs.
I got you.
That's what the little confusion is here. We had eight girls standing on the court. So it's Greencastle ball, scores all tied 20-20. 30.7 seconds to go. They're going to inbound the ball to Rogers. Rogers gets it across the timeline. She's being guarded by Anderson. Kicks it into Doan. Doan off to Stevens. Stevens with the lay-in. It's good.
Mismatch right there.
22-20, 13 seconds to go. Timmerman's got the ball. Gets it over in the corner to Ritchie. Ritchie, 6 seconds. Back to Pierce. Pierce has it blocked. Back to Timmerman. She throws up a desperation three at the buzzer. And it doesn't go in. So at the half, the Knights trail 22-20. We'll be back with the halftime show. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the straight answer auto shop.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there's no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
It's a new year, and we've got great deals at York Chevy Buick on US Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Colorados as low as $99 a month, Silverados as low as $299 per month, Chevy Blazers up to $6,500 off, and Buick Regals up to $9,000 off. Take advantage of this only at one place, York Chevy Buick on US Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to the McAnally Center as the Northview Lady Knights trail the Greencastle Tiger Cubs 22-20 at halftime. Jacob scoring for the Knights. Macy Timberman and Tara Pierce both have 7. Haley Ritchie has 6. The Knights are 5 for 14 from behind the three-point line. two for six from the floor, and one for one as Tara Pierce, the only one that's went to the line. For the Tiger Cubs, they're led by Madison Rogers and Anna Zellers with both six. Chavez and Allison Stevens have four, and two for Sydney Doan for 22 points. The tone of that first half has been turnovers. The Knights, I have them unofficially with 13, yep. And the Tiger Cubs with four in the first half.
Yeah, I think really the biggest problem as far as the turnovers go is just, you can only have so many passes in the same direction so many times in a row before the defense catches on. The old saying, my coach is back in the day, he says fake a pass before you make a pass. And I feel like, throw in a few pass fakes every now and then, because a lot of the turnovers have been deflected passes that end up going the other way, which I know it's a lot easier said than done, but I guarantee you Coach Keyes will have the team ready to go here in the second half to, hopefully finish out this ball game strong and finish out ahead of the Tiger Cubs, who are playing a wonderful game. You got to give them credit.
All right, we'll take a two-minute break, and we'll be back, and we'll talk more about what Coach Keyes needs to do in the second half and give you a little bit of insight on the boys' game coming up next. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familia.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Why is Great Dane so successful? Great Dane offers the most innovative and versatile trailer design in the industry. Custom built, custom specific, and American made. Great Dane is focused on the needs of our customers. With decades of success right here in the Wabash Valley, you can be a part of the Great Dane team. Apply today online at greatdane.com or call our main office in Brazil, 812-443-4711. Great doesn't stop. Join our team today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jacob Harden right now as Brad Wallace takes his usual bathroom break here at the half. Right now, we've got 22-20 here in Greencastle, Indiana, with the Northview Lady Knights trailing by two. So a few key points here of this first half. Northview, not the tight game they want to play, a little bit sloppy. Few things that could happen different that might help us out here in the long run. Something that I noticed, and again, I'm no Bob Huggins. I'm just a baseball coach who knows a little bit about basketball, but we've had a lot of lob passes that have gone the other way. We need to have effective, quick passes. The next thing, Greencastle's been doing a good job here with the zone. We have had the most success I've noticed in that first half when we've made quick pass, quick pass, quick pass, and gotten the opening. Because with the zone, you shift. And when you keep passing, it kind of stalls the zone a little bit, and you're going to have openings. And, Brad, now that you're getting back here, you probably know the same thing, but we've had a lot of open shots when we've had a lot of quick passes instead of a lot of dribbling and a lot of, trying to go make something happen when there's four people in the lane guarding you.
Our 7 points scored there in the second period were all on, uncontested shots. We took a lot of shots we shouldn't have. Yep. If they just keep moving the ball around. The turnovers are because we're being selfish.
Exactly.
We're trying to drive into the basket.
Yes.
And to think we've thrown up 14 three-pointers in the first half, you know, that's where we're struggling. That's why we're trailing in this game 22-20.
Exactly. And just real quick, too, to prove that you don't have to shoot the three to win, Greencastle has attempted 1 3-pointer in this game, to my record, and they've got the 2-point lead.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show you, you know, you don't, it doesn't always have to be threes. They like to say you live and die by the three that first half.
Yep.
You know, it's keeping us coasting.
Yep. All right, we'll take a 2-minute break. We'll be back and get you set up a little bit for the boys' game, which will be next after this. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to the Northview girls basketball as they're taking on the Tiger Cubs of Greencastle. They trail 22-20 on the Great Danes scoreboard. Jacob, tonight's game, a service of PDF Process Development Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler Dodge and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil at York Automotive. We're not number one. You are. Let's talk a little bit about the boys' game, which coming up next after the conclusion of this one. It's going to be a barn burner, Jacob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got that right. You know, looking up at the roster and looking at the teams that Northview's played, the teams that Greencastle played, I mean, you got almost two identical teams coming into this game. You know, both have good records. Both are doing okay in the WIC. Both WIC losses for both teams have came to Sullivan, who's ranked in the state. They're having a wonderful year. Jeff Moore, probably one of the best coaches in the Wabash Valley, if not the state. It's gonna be an absolute clash of the Titans, battle of the Titans tonight. Two teams that are going to come out. They're both athletic, and they both have a lot of experience. I saw Greencastle's only got two underclassmen on their team, so that's a lot of experience. A lot of guys on Northview, they've been playing since their freshman year, you know, the likes of Caleb Swearingen and Brevin Cooper. It's going to be an awesome game. I'm excited to watch it and call it with you, Brad.
Yep, tomorrow night, the boys and girls will both be back at home as they take on Owen Valley. We will not have coverage of that game, so go out to the high school and support the Northview Athletics and go see them live in person. Just under a minute left there in the halftime show. Jacob, after the game, we'll have the player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. For an insurance quote today, call Chad at 812-208-3244. We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be back with the second half. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. Second half. We're getting ready to start as the Tiger Cubs walk out on the floor. What do you think is going to have to happen here for the Knights, Jacob, in this second half?
I think the intensity is going to have to, you know, go up by about 100, which I know that's kind of coaches, you know, what he's been hitting on here in this first half. But that, smart passes and patience, and they'll win this game.
So the Knights will inbound the ball. Timmerman's got it across to Pierce. Pierce up to Richie, and Richie goes in to shoot it, and she gets called for a foul. Or, I'm sorry, Allison Stevens gets called for a foul. And Even Richie smiled about that one because that was a clean block.
Yeah, all the Greencastle faithful called ball right there, but let's see if we can hit our free throws and tie this game.
Haley Richie to shoot a pair. Shies it, flies it. First one back off the glass, right side, way off. That's what the backboard's there.
Yeah, when you haven't shot free throws all game, I mean, you got to get that muscle memory going again.
Second attempt's up, and back iron again, no good. Fight for the rebound comes out to Sydney Maurer.
There we go.
Maurer gets it, saves it into Timmerman. Timmerman's going to have it at the volleyball line. Dribbles to the right wing. Hands it off to Pierce. Pierce dribbles back up top. Oh, she missed a cutting Sydney Maurer underneath the basket wide open. Left corner and out to Maurer. Maurer dribbles in back to Timmerman. 23-footer. Nothing but the back side of the rim and a three-pointer by Timmerman. They take the lead 23-22.
Great ball movement. There we go. Just like we talked about, great ball movement creates great shots.
Eight passes there for the Knights before the shot attempt. Greencastle's got it. Knights set back as the defense is going to be man-to-man. And that's a nice block, nice pass deflection there by Tara Pierce. That would have been an easy layup by Stevens. So inbound and now will be Chavez for the Tiger Cubs. Chavez gets it up, and it's a shot by Rogers, and it's blocked by Dawson, and Timmerman comes up with the basketball. So Rogers' first attempt of the second half's blocked. Timmerman's got it, right corner, down to Richie. Richie back to Timmerman. Timmerman dribbles back up to the circle. Nothing there. Throws it up, little floater inside to Pierce. Pierce picks up her dribble. She should have turned and went right to the basket. Yep. Now she gets it to Dawson. This time she gets it back, dribbles in one dribble. Nice shot there. And that rebound comes down to the Tiger Cubs, and they got a whistle. And is that on Dawson?
That's on Dawson. That's her third. That's the second ghost foul she's committed to.
So Tara Pierce missed the shot, and Dawson gets called on a foul on the rebound on the loose ball. So it's going to be Tiger Cubs basketball. Allison Steven brings it up, free throw line, shoots a quick shot, and it's no good. Rebound to Timmerman. Timmerman drives up the court, hands it off to Richie. Three ball deep, back iron. Oh, Timmerman steals it on the rebound, throws it up, and it's good. Macy Timmerman extends the lead for the Knights, 25-22. Timmerman with 5 points, leads his team with 12. Chavez brings it up. Another quick shot by Greencastle. No good. Rebound. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Greencastle. Nope, Northview's basketball. Coach Kirkhoff is not happy with the official on that call.
Yeah.
It was tipped.
Yeah.
It was tipped by the Knights.
Sydney Maurer came in pretty hot right there and bumped into Stevens. I think that's what she's upset about, too. A lot of contact.
So Timmerman gets the inbounds from Pierce. Dribbles it up, throws it back cross court to Pierce. Timmerman back to Pierce. Pierce to Timmerman. Now in the corner to Barger. Timmerman's got it back top. Barger cuts to the inside. Richie, they're running a little baseline trap here. Trying to get it down inside. Maurer up top. Three ball. No good. Rebound comes off to Stevens. So Timmerman's three was in and out. And the Knights lead 25-22 with 5 minutes to go in the third period. Another quick shot by Chavez. No good. Rebound comes down to Richie. And Chavez is going to be called with her first foul. So Greencastle with one, Northview with two fouls. And the Knights will have it out of bounds. Now, I don't understand the Tiger Cubs. That's three possessions. They've come right down and went straight to the basket without passing it.
Yep.
And they're 0-for-3. Tara Pierce gets it. Three ball, right wing, count it. Macy Timmerman has slowly brought it across the timeline. Didn't let Greencastle get set up. Throws it ahead to Pierce. Pierce with a quick three, and it's good. 28-22. Greencastle's ball. Three-point attempt again by Stevens. Rebound comes off to the Knights. Tara Pierce takes the length of the floor. Throws it off the glass, and it's good. Timeout, Greencastle. The Knights on an 8-0 run. It's 30-22. Northview leads. We'll take a timeout
as Greencastle takes one. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady from the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. As the steel goes up, our prices go down. During the Start Something New sales event, new Renegades as low as $169 per month. New Ram 1500 Tradesman Crew Cabs as much as $10,000 off. And the new Gladiator Sport S as low as $329 per month. Come see us at U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we'll show you why we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. The Knights with a 10-0 run, Jacob. I stand corrected. They're up 30-22 on a Great Dane scoreboard. Greencastle's got the ball out of the timeout. Greencastle gets it across the timeline. That's going to be Rogers. Rogers throws it away. Haley Ritchie's got it. Throws it ahead to Timmerman. Timmerman dribbles into the lane. Kicks it out top. Barger, three ball. Left wing. No good. Nice transition there by the Knights. I would have passed it a couple more times. Greencastle wasn't in, even close to getting set in the defense.
This is the first time of the second half, too. I think Greencastle's actually run a set.
Yep, I think that's why Coach Kirkhoff called timeout, said, girls, you've got to slow this down. So they work it inside and back up top, and that's going to be three by Doan. No good. Rebound by the Knights. Macy Timmerman walks it across the timeline. Now she's going to drive, throws it off the glass, no good. Fights for a rebound. We're going to have a jump ball. Nope, we got a foul. So that's going to be Macy Timmerman with her second foul. And that was a jump ball. One of them called jump ball, one of them called a foul.
Yeah, one of them must have saw the ball.
Something we
one
did.
Of them must have saw the arm.
The arm. So checking in will be Anderson for the Knights, and Maurer will have a seat. Greencastle to trigger the ball in. They get it ahead to Madison Rogers. Rogers pushes it on the left side. Stops right before the timeline. Throws it ahead to Stevens. Stevens to Chavez. Chavez kicks it back inside to Stevens. Shots up off glass. Count it. That's what they did to make that run, Jacob.
Yep.
Ooh. Turnover Knights. Katie Anderson stepped in when she inbounded the ball. Hate to see that.
Hate to see that right there, but let's see if their defense can react here. Great defense so far for the Knights early on in the second half.
Greencastle's got it. Inbounds quickly to Stevens. Stevens up and good. 4 points for Stevens. Two possessions. They cut the lead 30-26. Like to thank Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil, home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's located at 40 and 340 in Brazil. Give them a shot. Knights basketball. Bring it up. Quick shot attempt on the left wing by Timmerman. No good. Rebound by Chavez. Chavez gets it ahead to the 35 of Stevens. Stevens, three ball, seven in a row for Stevens. She cuts the lead to three and or cuts the lead to one. And the Knights quickly give up nine unanswered points to the Tiger Cubs. Barger's got it left side. Throws it up and blocked. Another quick possession by the Knights, and the Tiger Cubs' chance to go ahead.
Yes, Stevens for the Tiger Cubs, their leading scorer in the season, starting to heat up here.
Rogers gets it left side, kicks it off to Zeller. Zeller's with the three, and it's no good. Jump ball is called, and Tara Pierce is the only one that had the ball.
Coach Keys a little fired up, gets the warning.
Coach Keys gets a warning. We got substitution for the Knights. Jump ball is going to go to Greencastle. So the Tiger Cubs get the ball back after Tara Pierce is the only one that had control of the ball.
So they triggered into Stevens. Stevens kicks it off on the right side. Three's up and no good by Rogers.
Everything but in right there.
Macy Timmerman controls the rebound. She's going to dribble across the timeline. They throw it ahead to Pierce. Pierce with a quick three. No good. Knights with one pass again and a shot, and it's no good. Rebound comes down to the Tiger Cubs, Madison Rogers. Rogers feeds it off to the corner to Anna Zeller. Zellers kicks it back up top to Rogers, and we're going to get a foul. Katie Anderson with the hold. That's her second. That's going to be the Knights' third foul. 30-29, the Knights win a 10-0 run. Now they've given up a 9-0 run, and the Tiger Cubs still have the ball. Madison Rogers at the top of the key. Kicks it down inside to 35. That's Stevens. She turns. She lays it off the glass. It's good, and it's going to be a foul against the Knights. An old-fashioned three-point play. Tara Pierce called with her first foul.
We're going to call this game the teeter-totter game. Both halves have been back and forth. Greencastle goes on a run, and Northview goes on a run, and same story, song and dance here in the second half.
Free throws up and good by Stevens. Stevens got 14 to go. 14 points here to go with her first four in the first half and 10 here early on in the third period. Knights basketball. Timmerman's going to get it across the timeline to Pierce. Inside to Maurer. Maurer back out to Timmerman. Timmerman dribbles off to Pierce. Pierce looks inside to Anderson. Anderson kicks it out to Ritchie. Ritchie with a 10-footer. No good. Rebound comes down to Stevenson. Knights have went cold as Ritchie throws up a weak shot. We passed the ball around, had a good look, but she threw it weakly. Stevens gets it inside, spins around, throws it off glass. It's good. Another foul by the Knights.
Another foul on Katie Anderson.
Her third, and Stevens with a chance at another three-point play as Greencastle's got a 34-30 lead with a chance to make it 35. They're on a 14-0 run.
Yep. Yeah, and like you're talking about, just after we get off to the 10-0 run, then they answer with the 14-0 run.
And they did what we're doing.
Yep.
They shot the ball first early in the possession without passing it. Now that's what we're doing.
Yep.
And they, you know, they're doing, they got a timeout. We haven't had one.
Yep.
So Stevens' free throw's up and good, and that makes it 35-30 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Like to thank Riddell National Bank. At Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Knights basketball. Timmerman's got it. Right side, she throws it off to Barger. Barger throws up a three, no good. Rebound comes down to the Knights. Timmerman throws it up, no good. Rebound. Tiger Cubs. Got a carrying the basketball called against Chavez. She was out of control, and that's the first turnover for the Tiger Cubs here in the second half. So the Knights have it, 25 seconds to go in the third period. Tara Pierce feeds it inside to Barger, off the glass, no good. Got to score those.
Yep. It's a good look, though. That's what we need.
13 seconds to go, Greencastle basketball. Rogers got it, runs to the right side, gets a screen by Zellers. Back up top, it's going to be a 15-footer by Doan, no good. Rebound comes down to Stevens, off the glass, counted at the buzzer. Stevens on a run of her own. Stevens has got, she's got 13 here in the second half. She's got all 13 for the Tiger Cubs.
Almost surpassed her season game average in one quarter.
Sorry, she's got 15.
Phew.
15.
Right at her game per points per game in just one quarter.
At the end of the third, it's 37-30. The Knights trail on the Great Dane scoreboard. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to the McAnally Center as the Northview Lady Knights trail 37-30 here at the start of the fourth period. Jacob, two runs. The Knights on a 10-0 run. Tiger Cubs on a 15-0 run.
Hey, in the game of trends, that means we're due for our run right here, and then we got to stop their run. But I tell you what we got to stop doing is stop missing our box outs. There's been way too many second-chance points for the Greencastle Tiger Cubs. Time for an exciting fourth quarter finish.
Allison Stevens with 15 points there in the third period. Ball's inbounded to the Knights, and it's going to go off Sidney Maurer, and it's going to go out of bounds. Turnover Knights to start the fourth period. Not what you like to see. So Greencastle have it. Get it inbound and turnover. Nope. Jump ball called. It'll stay Greencastle's basketball. So a change of possession arrow. Knights had it to inbounds to start the fourth. 7:44 to go in the game. Greencastle's basketball. They got a 7-point lead. Chavez drives, throws it off glass. No good. Foul on Maurer.
Yep.
Maurer picks up her second foul.
Yep. She was set feet away right there from a charge.
Yep. Well, the boys were leading at halftime in the JV game.
That's good.
Going to be an exciting boys game. Stay tuned for the second part of the doubleheader. Shot is up and no good by Chavez. That's her first free throw of the game. Tonight's game's a service of Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality integrity, it's Timberland. Tonight's scoreboard brought to you by Great Dane Trailers. Second shot is up and good by Chavez. So Chavez, 1-2 here in the fourth period. The Knights will have the ball. Tara Pierce got it across the timeline. Timberman, corner, three ball. Front glass, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Northview basketball.
It's all right, though. That's what you want right there. Good ball movement. Dipping it inside and then dipping it out, trying to get a good look.
Yep. So Knights will inbound it. Timmerman's got it. Top of the key, right wing. Gets it off to Barger. Barger back to Timmerman. Timmerman dribbles out to the center and gets it to Maurer. Maurer back to Timmerman. A little cross-court action. Dribble, drive, and a handoff. Almost stolen away by Greencastle. Timmerman gets it back, drives. Free throw line, shots up. Back of the glass, no good. Greencastle gets the rebound, throws it out of bounds.
Did us a favor right there.
Yeah, 8-point lead. You got to slow that down. It's fourth period, young lady.
Yep. See if the Knights can capitalize on that late Christmas present.
7 minutes to go in the game. Northview's got a deficit to come back. 8-point. They trail on the Great Dane scoreboard. Knights got it. Left corner. Tara Pierce on the left wing. Kicks it out to Maurer. Maurer dribbles. Drive. Baseline. Air ball. Barger fights for the rebound. It goes out of bounds off Barger. Nope. They called off Chavez.
Tell you what, though. I love the idea right there by Sidney Maurer. A nice little shot fake. We've been shooting threes out the wazoo. Therefore, Greencastle's got to defend it.
That's our first attempt of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Inbound comes to Pierce back here to volleyball line. Pierce quickly gets it to Timmerman. Timmerman, top of the key. Back to Pierce, right wing. Nothing there, and it's stolen away by Greencastle's Zeller. Zellers tips the ball up to Doan. Another turnover for the Knights. Ball's ahead to Rogers. Rogers dribbles around top of the circle. Gets it down the corner to Doan. Doan back up to Stevens. Stevens dribbles off glass. Count it. 21 points for Allison Stevens. 40-30 with 6 minutes to go in the game. Timeout, Coach Keys. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order. So it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
It's a new year, and we've got great deals at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway
Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Colorados as low as $99 a month, Silverados as low as $299 per month, Chevy Blazers up to $6,500 off, and Buick Regals up to $9,000 off. Take advantage of this only at one place, York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to the McAnally Center. The Knights trail 40-30 on the Great Dane scoreboard. And you just heard from York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located in Brazil. At York Automotive, you're not number one. And Rob York's in the house. He's assistant coach for Greencastle. We'll get to talk to him here in a little bit, Jacob.
Yep.
Knights get the ball inbounds. A quick three up by Timberman. No good. Just under 6 minutes to play, and the Knights trail by 10. Stay tuned after the game for the player of the game, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Greencastle feeds the ball down inside, and that's their hot hand to Allison Stevens. She misses it. Timberman gets it. Dribbles down the court, off to Maurer. Maurer thought about a three, didn't get a shot. Kicks it off in the corner to Ritchie. Ritchie back to Pierce. Pierce to Timberman, left corner. There three ball, count it. Macy Timberman with the three, cuts the lead to 7. 40-33, 5:20 to go in the game. Greencastle basketball. Dribble to the left side, shots up. Air ball, no good. Rebound comes down to Zeller. Zeller throws it up, and she's going to be fouled. Fouls on Sydney Maurer, her third, night seventh. So she's going to go to line to shoot two, is Anna Zeller. Zeller's first one up, no good. That's Zeller's. She's 2 for 5 from the line. Hannah Dawson checks in, and Barger will have a seat. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. You can listen to us live, and you can listen to us at WAMBradio.com. Second shot's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Stevens, and coach calls a quick timeout. Kelly Kirkhoff calls a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
5:05 to go in the first of your girl-boy doubleheader in the Knights trail. 40-33 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Jacob Greencastle's got the ball, and the Knights have got a clamp down on the defense on Allison Stevens. Ball's inbounded to the Tiger Cubs, stolen away by Dawson. Dawson gets it to Timberman. She drives around, throws it up, no good. Nice defense there by the Tiger Cubs.
Needed a little jump stop and going up right there, but
yep.
Got to play defense now.
Greencastle gets it across the timeline. It's controlled by Madison Rogers. They don't need to be in any hurry. They got a big lead. Rogers gets it off to the top to Chavez. Chavez with the 10-footer. No good. Rebound Stevens. Glass. Count it. Allison Stevens with 23. She's got all but 17 points.
Yep. Another mixed box out right there.
Knights got it. Timberman to Maurer. Maurer left side, throws it right into the hands of Sydney Doan, and that's another turnover for the Knights, and the Tiger Cubs have a chance to extend the lead. They look down inside to Stevens, back out top, nothing there. Little dribble, step, Madison Rogers, 10-footer, count it. Rogers with her 8th point of the game, and they extend it to 11 points, just under 4 minutes to go on a Great Dane scoreboard. Timeout, Northview. We'll keep it here. Jacob, 11-point lead with under 4 minutes to go. And Coach Keyes, what is he going to do in his timeout to slow
the Tiger Cubs?
I don't know. He's probably going to have to try to put in some sort of nice little trap here, try to make them force turnovers. And, you know, we've seen a lot of times. We know that they have a lead right now. If we were the coaches, we'd be, you know, telling them to kind of just play keep away. And they've been taking shots, some of them that have been going in, some that haven't. But we got to force them to make turnovers, and we got to hope they keep taking those, you know, the shots you don't want to take with the lead right here in the fourth. And then we just got to run and gun, and we got to go try to score. You know, right now is the time you don't want all that ball movement. You got to, you know, aim for the throat. You got to go quick because 11 points in 3 minutes 51 seconds, you got to make it happen quick or it's not going to happen at all. So
3 of 4 from the floor in the fourth period here for the Tiger Cubs. They're 1 for 3 from the free throw line. That may be what takes it to get us back in this game.
Yep.
We've got to extend it with some fouls. I mean, they're already in the bonus, but we can't let them have any easy shots.
Yeah, and that's something, too. You know, coach is probably telling them Tara's got 1 foul, so
yeah,
she can be somebody we can use. Haley Ritchie has yet to foul, so she's got 4 at least to use before she gets her 5th and fouls out. So, yeah, that's definitely something they probably talked about there in the huddle.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, proud to be a sponsor. Northview Athletics. Knights get the inbounds. Quick 3 by Tara Pierce. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball. Tara Pierce with a quick 3. It was a good look. Mm-hmm. And it's going to stay with the Knights. Jacob, I'm going to let you call a little bit here in the fourth period and get your feet wet before this boys' game.
All right. Let's see. Well, first off, the Zebras having a little discussion there. Need a towel. Got a little sweat. Don't want that. Our ankles will be broke, not because of a dirty crossover, but just because of slipping here.
Pretty big crowd on hand for this girl-boy doubleheader.
Oh, yeah. Some exciting wick action. You don't want to miss it. So it's going to be Northview ball down below their own basket. Haley Ritchie set to pass in. Passes out to Tara Pierce. Pierce passes up to Timmerman, who swings it. And we're going the other way. We've got an offensive foul. Looks like somebody got a little too handsy, and that somebody is Mackenzie Barger. That's her first foul.
Barger called with the illegal screen. She stepped into the screen and the kind of moving pick, so it'll be a turnover night.
All right, and here comes the full court pressure. Timmerman set to guard the inbounder, Chavez. Chavez looking. She hits Stevens. Stevens with the ball. She's getting double teamed by Barger and Timmerman. Gets it out to Rogers. Rogers is just going to play a little keep away. Pass to Chavez. Chavez at the big G at half court. Zellers with the ball trapped in the corner, looking to go baseline, and she passes out. They're playing keep away, doing a great job right here. And a little 15-footer is good there by Madison Rogers. And the deficit goes to 13 points as Timmerman brings the ball up here for the Northview Knights, needing to do something quick. Timmerman drives into the corner here. Swings it to Tara Pierce at the wing. Pierce swings back to Timmerman. Timmerman looks in, nothing going. She drives baseline, passes out to Haley Ritchie. Ritchie passes to Timmerman there in the corner. Knights need to get something going quick. Time is not on their side here, down by 13 in the fourth quarter. A lot of ball movement going. Dawson to Barger. Barger down low, up and in. And we got a 46-35 point game here.
Mackenzie Barger, great move there to the basket. Dawson fed her in well. That was a great play there by the Knights.
Exactly. And Timmerman with the steal. She takes it. Chavez right behind her, but it's up and in. And we got a 9-point game here. 46-37 with 2:25 left on the clock.
Timmerman with 17 for the Knights.
Chavez with the ball on the left wing. She trips on herself, but it looks like they're going to call a foul on Mackenzie Barger. Shoved her just a tad in the back. But that's only her second foul.
Chavez will go to the line to shoot the one in bonus. Chavez, yep, 1 for 2 from the line.
Yeah, and really right there, a foul. Maybe not the worst thing to happen here for the Knights. Stop the clock. We got a 1-1, so let's see if we can get this board. And it's up and in. The first one's good for Chavez. Makes it a 10-point game with 2:16 here to go in the fourth quarter.
Chavez with her 6th point of the game.
Chavez has been doing a good job being a facilitator here tonight for the Tiger Cubs. Second free throw is up, and it's bricked. And Mackenzie Barger with the ball, passing it to Timmerman. Coach Keys barking out orders to get going. We don't have much time in a 10-point deficit. That's a 3-pointer from Haley Ritchie. It's no good. Rebound there by Sydney Doan.
First 3-point attempt by Ritchie here in the fourth period. She was hot in the start, and
she was
slowed down.
Good trap and defense here by the Knights. But Greencastle doing an even better job to find the open girl as they're playing keep away. Chavez with the ball at the right half here of the court. Rogers with the ball up top in no hurry. Double
team coming.
Not even
looking to shoot.
Yep. Great keep away offense right here by the Tiger Cubs. Exactly what you want to do in this situation. Northview's going to have to foul here sometime soon if they want to have any chance to try to claw back into this 10-point deficit.
Clock's
at
1:30.
1:30 mark here. Rogers might get a five count on her.
She calls timeout.
It's a good right there. I don't know what time we had when we started that, but great job to milk the clock right there. And Tiger Cubs called timeout.
That's a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMV.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're in Greencastle, Indiana. Brad Wallace and myself, Jacob Harden. We got a 47-37 game here with 1:24 to go. The Knights are trailing. And Stevens down low, quick to go. She misses it. Timmerman with the board there. She's looking up court quick. They got to go to work here soon. Haley Ritchie from three, and that's off the mark. Offensive rebound. It's kicked around. Sydney Maurer comes up with it. Pass to the corner to Tara Pierce. Tara Pierce, couple dribbles, passes it to Ritchie. Ritchie to Timmerman. Timmerman's going to shoot it. Get fouled, but no call. And, oh, a nice little steal right there by Maurer. Goes up, and she gets fouled. Good job right there to stay with the play. Stopping the clock, and the foul's going to be on Madison Rogers. I believe that's her first on my count.
Yep, her first, team's fourth.
We got 55.1 seconds here to go with a 10-point deficit. We're going to need a lot of things to go our way if we're going to make it back into this ball game.
We needed that three to fall and a timeout.
Sydney Maurer squares up for her first free throw, and it rims in. So 47-38 here with 55.1 ticks left here in the fourth quarter.
Maurer's first point of the game.
Free throw number two. Box outs are key right here for Greencastle. Don't want to give an offensive board, but doesn't matter. Sydney Maurer hits the second. We've got an 8-point game.
Cuts
47-39.
They're going to have to trap.
Going to have to trap, and if you don't get it, you're going to have to foul quick. Going for the 10 call, but it's not there. Greencastle gets it across, and you're going to need a foul.
Good keep away. Another timeout. We'll keep it here. Stay tuned after tonight's broadcast, the boys' broadcast for one of the best coaches shows going. It's Coach Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk. It's all about high school, college, and pro sports. It's only on WAMB, 1130, 106.9, and 99.5. That's the Coach Bob Lovell show. Jacob, stay tuned after this. We'll give you the Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game as the Knights trail 47-39 on the Great Dane scoreboard. 42.5 seconds to go. And this crowd really starting to pack in here for the boys' game.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be an exciting atmosphere here for this second game. But I tell you what, this first game, it ain't over. I've seen stranger things happen. We got an 8-point game, 42.5 seconds left. But I tell you what, we're a bloop and a turnover and a knockdown away from having a ball game here.
Yep, looks like the JV game's over. I see the boys are all lined up there getting ready to come out as soon as this one's over. A lot of smiling faces down there, so hopefully they picked up the dub.
I'd assume so. I'd hope so. That's a good win there. Well, if you're Northview, you're going to have to try to go for the inbound steal, and if you don't get it real quick, you're going to have to foul. We don't have much time to work with here. Timmerman on the ball. Chavez looking to throw it in from the sideline. Chavez can't find anybody and gets it into Doan. The trap's there, but Chavez with the ball again. Nice keep away here. Northview trying to trap. It's looking like they're not going to foul. They're just going to try to go for the steal. Greencastle doing a great job. They're passing to each other so quick, I can't even say the names because they're doing a good job getting them around. But then we got our foul, Haley Ritchie, and that's her first foul of the ball game. Like we talked about, if you're going to have somebody foul, you need it. You know, coach is talking in the huddle. saying who has what kind of fouls, who needs to not foul. We don't want to foul anybody out, but when he got 25 seconds to go in the fourth quarter,
Madison,
all bets are off.
Madison Rogers hasn't shot a free throw yet. She's going to go to line to shoot two.
Yep. So we're now in the double bonus as that is the 10th foul. I was going to say, they weren't aware that we were aware that that was the second. So we'll have
One official in the scorebook was right, but the guy underneath, he didn't tell him. So
he did put up the 1-1.
Yep. So last one was up and no good. Madison Rogers is going to get her second attempt.
And that attempt is a little lollipop. That is no good. Timmerman with the rebound. She's going to have to push it quick. We've got 20 seconds left to go in this game. And we got a whistle. I don't know what he's talking about. He's maybe going to say that we...
No, it was inadvertent whistle.
Gotcha.
Inadvertent whistle.
So we're going to try this again. 19 seconds to go. Haley Ritchie to inbound it from the sideline on our half here.
That kind of kills the momentum. It took 6 seconds, and we didn't get nothing out of it because of it.
Exactly. Terriman with the three, and it's good.
Timeout, Northview. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
And welcome back. Jacob Harden here alongside Brad Wallace. We've got an exciting finish going down to the wire here in Greencastle, Indiana. The Northview Lady Knights 42, the Greencastle Lady Tiger Cubs 47. We've got 12.7 seconds here left in this ballgame. Northview is looking for a steal off the inbounds, and it's not there. Stevens with the ball. She's getting trapped. 9 seconds to go. They got to do something quick. Nice little trap action here. Nowhere to go. And they're going to at least get a 10-second call. And there it goes.
There was 12-7, and they just do call it. They just do call it.
Yeah, Coach Keyes is not happy. He thinks that was
a
little longer.
Well, it was.
And he's making the point. He's like, hey, you know, we had a certain time up there, and, you know, that minus 10, we got 1.1. So something's not adding up.
Right.
So we're going to need a miracle here. 5-point game, 1.1 seconds to go in this ball game.
Well, we need a 5-point play, and they just don't have it. And this ain't the the NBA Jam they used to have on the arcade game where you had the 5-point star. So,
well, hey, now we got something going on.
We got
here.
The officials are going to talk about the clock.
No, actually, I think you're throwing out somebody in the crowd. I saw him going for the motion, the toss, the old. He's gone.
Yep, got a fan going out of here.
And we got. And I tell you what, not to bring back bad memories, but it's all starting to come around. I believe last year, this exact game, we had some things like this happen.
At Northview?
At Northview. I'll never forget it. A guy getting thrown out, and I don't know, maybe it's just a bad omen. But the ushers are going to usher him out of the ball game. As, you know, if we don't end up having an exciting finish here in the last 1.1 seconds, that's something exciting here.
There should be a technical foul, I believe it.
I'll tell you what, though.
You can't control your fans, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if they're going to converse and see what the rules are. I know Coach Keyes knows the rule book like the back of his hand, and he might be making that point. Like, hey, man, that's a technical.
Yeah.
It's a free throw on the ball.
It's not because the official's just doing what, you know, he took time out to have the school do it. So.
Yeah.
Timmerman from the volleyball line at the buzzer. It's no good. So the Knights are going to fall 47-42 to the Tiger Cubs. The Tiger Cubs are going to pick up the win. Moved to 2-3 in the WIC and 4-11 overall. We'll take a commercial break and we'll be back and break this one down. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order. So it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
It's a new year, and we've got great deals at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Colorados as low as $99 a month, Silverados as low as $299 per month, Chevy Blazers up to $6,500 off, and Buick Regals up to $9,000 off. Take advantage of this only at one place, York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
All right, welcome back to the post-game show. It's going to be a brief one because we'll get you set for the boys' game, which they just started the clock, so the Knights will be coming out. On the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights trail fall 47-42 to the Tiger Cubs. Scoring for the Knights, led by Macy Timberman with 20. Tara Pierce getting a start with the Leah Owens injury with 12. 6 points for Haley Ritchie, 2 for Sydney Maurer, and 2 for Mackenzie Barger off the bench. For the Greencastle Tiger Cubs, they were led by Allison Stevens with 23, 10 points for Madison Rogers, 6 apiece for Ryan Chavez and Anna Zellers, and 2 points off the bench for Doan. Scoring for the Knights with the 20 points was Macy Timberman. Nice comeback there by the Knights in the second half as they went on a they went on a 10-0 run and they give up a 15-0 run. Jacob's just a tale of two, runs.
Oh, yeah, and basketball's the game of momentum. Both for and against you, and Northview did a great job doing exactly what they needed to do coming into the second half on a really good run. But Greencastle followed up and did the same exact thing, and they finished the game on the run, and that's eventually, that's what it all boiled down to right there.
All right, well, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back with the Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. And we'll wrap up the girls' game and get you set for the boys' game, which they're getting warmed up now. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to the McAnally Center. The Knights, Lady Knights, fall 47-42 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Jacob, who do you got for Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game?
Going to have to give it to Macy Timmerman. Macy Timmerman did a great job coming out. I mean, she was the spark plug tonight for the Northview Knights. She had 20-something points, you say, and she shot 44% from behind the arc. She was 4-for-9, and really, I think she's the reason that we stayed in that ball game. So I have to tip my cap to her. She did a great job bringing the energy and did a great job for the Northview Knights.
All right, that's going to do it for the girls broadcast. We're going to take a 2-minute break. We'll be back with the commissioner's report, and then we'll get you set for the boys matchup as the Greencastle Tiger Cubs take on the Northview Boys Knights, as it's going to be a great game. Thanks for tuning in for the girls game. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.